News. This is Today.
There's something different in the field of education in Missouri, a school where you can learn to be an auctioneer. And you can even learn that speed of light chant you hear in the auction houses everywhere. Here's our Today correspondent, Eric Burns, with a report from the classroom.
Okay, here we go with Rubber Baby Buggy Bumper. Bumper, Rubber Baby Buggy
Bumper, Rubber Baby Buggy Bumper. You're listening to the student body at the Missouri Auction School. Students come here from all over the country to learn how to auction things off. And although there's a lot in the curriculum, there's probably nothing as important or as difficult as tongue and lip loosening. The students practice chanting more than 4 hours a day in a big group like this and in small groups like this.
Now 35, we got 30, now 35, I got 35, now 40, 35, now 40, so 35 hours.
Now, we need to work on some rhythm a little bit. You're just a little bit choppy there. If you can smooth it up a little bit. 130 bid and now five. 130 bid and now five. Will you give me five? 130 now five. 130 bid and now five. Let's try it again with a little rhythm.
Why are you here learning to be an auctioneer?
Because it's basically in an open field, especially for women.
How's your mouth doing so far?
It's getting a little dry with all the work is getting out.
You must like it a lot.
I do.
Why? What's so much fun about it?
I don't know. You're in control of the crowd. You're the boss. You're making all the money while they're spending it.
Most full-time auctioneers, and there are about 25,000 of them in the United States today, make at least $25,000 a year. Some of them make as much as, or even more than, $100,000 a year. Why are they making so much money?
There's more auctions today than there've ever been. Basically, I think the public like to buy at auction, and the public like to sell at auction, and they understand that you can get all that it's worth in a minimum amount of time, and therefore it's a good selling tool for the person that's selling it.
Among the things that are sold at auction these days are animals, antiques, art, used cars, household items, and land.
If a man is up there selling, and you want to know whether this runs or it doesn't run, or if the guarantee is still there, the warranty is still on, if you don't know the auctioneer's name, all you got to do is say Colonel. Everybody calls an auctioneer Colonel in some parts of the country. Now, there's some parts of the country where, you know, the Colonel is the inside of a nut.
The Missouri Auction School is called the Harvard of auction schools. The students here don't look like Ivy Leaguers, but their futures may be just as bright. For Today, this is Eric Burns, NBC News.
We're back in a moment. This is Today on NBC.